Good afternoon. Welcome to the Henry Rand Show here on WWPR 1490 AM. Heard every Saturday, 12:05 p.m. till about 1 o'clock, or maybe just a couple minutes after if we've got something important to talk about. And I do have a couple announcements before we say hi to everyone in the studio and our guest. And that is, besides being able to listen to the show over the airwaves or through the live stream at 1490wwpr.com, you, of course, have been able to listen to it on Podomatic.com, which is the website henryrainshow.podomatic.com, but we're now on soundcloud.com also. And soon, I hope, we will be available on Stitcher.com, so we're getting into more of the podcast directories. And I want to also thank everyone that's been listening recently, as in the last 2 weeks, we have seen the downloads and plays go up somewhere between 400, 500, 600% over what we were doing the previous week, so evidently some people must like what we're doing here. You can follow the show on Facebook, facebook.com/Henry Rain Show, on Twitter at Henry Rain Show. Send your emails to Henry Rain Show at gmail.com. And in the studio right now, and before I introduce him, I'll introduce both of them simultaneously, because our guest, who we're about to hear from, has been listening to some of the shows. And he says he likes the show, and he really likes the contrarian guy. And I don't know who that is, because everyone is so genteel and accommodating around here. But let me first say welcome back into the studio, Augie. Good afternoon,
I won't say it. I won't do it. I won't think it. I will just do it, do it, do it. And, you know, and short of that, well, if you can stay up all night and do this job of buying and selling crypto coins, have at it. Some of the real experts are saying I get lucky if they get 4 hours sleep a night. How about that, Alex?
Yes. Welcome, Alex. Alex Solis here in the studio, as he's become regular here also. Even with his lack of sleep, he's regular.
Hey, welcome, everybody. I basically forgot what sleep was.
When Alex isn't working, he's working.
So. My whole life is work now.
Yes. We have a guest on the line, and again, I want to, one more announcement. If you go back to last week's show with Peter Glickman, there is a link on that podcast site, and if you want to get Peter's book, please do it through our website, because Peter's been very generous and set us up with an affiliate situation there. Bitcoin Secrets is his book, and if you buy it through the link on the website, either Podomatic or through the Facebook site, you will be helping support the show here. And we also, while we're doing thank yous, we really want to thank our next guest. And I've been very excited to have him. I've only known about him for about a week, but I've had a couple conversations with him, and I know he has a great deal of expertise to bring to the whole cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and others. Gabe Higgins is co-founder and COO of ClearVoter. He's also a cryptocurrency advocate and consultant. He's currently advising venture capital-funded blockchain companies with branding, PR, social media marketing, and strategic partnerships. He's been active in the Bitcoin space since early 2014. He's the lead organizer for Bitcoin and blockchain meetup groups together, and there's a couple of those coming up this week that he's going to help us find out about and promote. Together, having over 350 members and sponsored by Airbits and Bitcoin.com, real sponsors, something we want to become very familiar with, collaborated with leading Bitcoin payment processor BitPay for the St. Petersburg Bitcoin Bowl in December 2014. That was something that just vaguely I remember from 2014, didn't know the significance of it or that I would be talking with a principal about that. Over 200 merchants began accepting Bitcoin at the time, and the area remains one of the largest Bitcoin hotspots in the world. And without any further delay, let's welcome Gabe Higgins to the Henry Rain Show. Good afternoon, Gabe.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you, guys. Hey. Glad to be here.
Yes, and we won't make you name the contrarian in the studio. We'll just accept the
comment. I think he outed himself, right?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Gabe, let me talk about a couple of the things that you're active in here, and that is your consulting, Crypto Edge Solutions. Tell us a little bit about that and how you started that, why you got involved in that.
Yeah, I started that back, as you mentioned, with the Bitcoin Bull with BitPay. when they decided to sponsor that bowl game, obviously it was happening here in St. Petersburg, which is in my backyard. So I reached out to them and see if they needed any help with a ground game, because Beppe is based in Atlanta. And they happily, collaborated with me in our meetup group to help coordinate efforts to onboard merchants in the Bay Area to accept Bitcoin, specifically for the bowl game, but hopefully for longer term. So I just created Crypto as Solutions as a way to kind of legitimize, in a sense, the merchant onboarding process to make the merchant feel more comfortable that they're dealing with like an entity instead of just some fanatic Bitcoin guy, which is actual truth. But.
So you got the initial merchants signed on for the bowl, but what's the status now? Has the number of merchants in Tampa Bay and specifically the Pinellas County area grown? Has it shrunk? Are you continuing to add people? What's going on?
It's been a ride, right? Like the Bitcoin price itself. So after the Bitcoin bull, which I thought was awesome, it was a lot of fun, but the sponsorship kind of disintegrated. It was supposed to go for 3 years, but I guess that it didn't happen. They nullified the contract. And so the efforts to keep the merchants that were onboarded were greatly diminished, I guess. BitPay, just basically packed up and left town and went back to doing their thing in Atlanta. So I was pretty much just stuck here all alone, trying to keep all these merchants happy. And there was just no way that I could alone support all those merchants, or with even my meetup group.
What was
the
high watermark for a number of merchants?
Yeah, so they eventually sent me a list of how many merchants that they got on board, and it was somewhere up in the 150 to 200 range, which is pretty decent. Our goal was 100, so we passed our goal. But the information was very lacking on the details of who exactly was in charge of onboarding who, and some of these businesses, it wasn't really clear where they were based. So I was trying to reach out to as many as I could, and I just couldn't. Some of them, of course, moved or went out of business or just stopped accepting Bitcoin because nobody was coming in to their store to use Bitcoin because nobody knew that they accepted Bitcoin. So there's this chicken and egg problem with getting merchants on board. So it was difficult. But, yeah, there remains several businesses in the St. Pete area specifically, but all around the Bay Area that still accept Bitcoin.
Could you name a couple?
Glad to, yeah. So Flamestone Grill in North Pinellas, Oldemar area. The owner, Nick Pappas, he's a longtime supporter. I believe he was the first merchant restaurant to accept Bitcoin in the area. And that's where we started holding our first Bitcoin meetups. So I got to give a shout out to Nick and Flamestone Grill. They still accept Bitcoin, and I think they're opening a new one in Trinity, too, that will also accept Bitcoin. But Kahuna's off Gandhi, Kahuna's Bar and Grill, they accept Bitcoin. That we were holding our regular meetups for the last year or a year and a half or so there, and we could pay for our meals using Bitcoin through BitPay's payment app. The waitresses love it there.
Why do the waitresses love it, Gabe?
Oh, because it's so easy.
Why is it so easy?
Because so the way Bitcoin Pay has their processor set up is you can just download their app. You connect the merchant account on the app through the app, and each waitress can do it on their own phone too. So they just have the app on their phone. They just pull up the app, punch in the amount of total of the bill. It generates a QR code, and you just walk around.
So
everybody can pay.
How long have the waitresses been accepting the Bitcoin?
They were brought on board for the Bitcoin boom. So.
Okay, so some of these waitresses got the Bitcoin when it was much lower than now. Do you know some of them that have actually held on to it and benefited from the skyrocketing price?
Okay. Yeah, so the waitresses themselves don't get the Bitcoin. The way BitPay works is they're a Bitcoin payment processor that the merchant hooks up with. And through their app, the waitresses just accept Bitcoin payments, but it's done through the merchant's account.
So the merchant benefits.
The merchant gets the Bitcoin, and the service BitPay provides is that they can automatically convert that Bitcoin into cash and deposit it into the merchant's bank account.
So can the waitress receive a tip via Bitcoin separate from the merchant?
She could. Very few have, but they are aware of how much it's gone up. Mm-hmm. Over the years.
Now, Gabe, it turns out there's an allegation anyway that Japan has accepted Bitcoin as a legitimate currency. Is that accurate? Or I'm here
That's
as a country,
true.
A very major country.
That is a very major country, and it's a very big deal. So Japan has declared that Bitcoin is as good as legal tender. Therefore, mm-hmm. you don't have to pay taxes on transactions. As you would, like, there's no capital gains on Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And they're actually the government is actually actively encouraging businesses in Japan to accept Bitcoin. So it's become a very big market recently, ever since this happened. And it's very exciting because it's causing a chain reaction effect with other countries seriously considering doing the same thing in their country. I know Australia, China, South Korea, Germany, Russia, these are all countries that are India, are already negotiating talks about doing the same, passing the same kind of regulations and incorporating Bitcoin as a legal tender in their country.
You know what happened in the late 20s in Germany when the German mark fell through the floor and became worthless. I think a million marks for $1. There's a photograph of two children holding each a dollar with a million marks stacked up. Mm-hmm. And it got so bad in Germany, or good, depending on how you look at it, that each city or several of the major cities created their own currencies. And this seems to echo the same situation. How do you look at that? That's an inflation factor that played into play that went away, ironically, when Hitler came into play by the appointed chancellorship that he got, and then by refusing to pay foreign debt that they owed from the Versailles Treaty all the way back to the First World War. So when you have these debt factors in government being washed away by government, suddenly the government's currency becomes solid and anchored, and there was no cryptocurrency at the time, but they had all these other currencies that now got washed away with the solidifying of the national economy. How does that relate to now?
Well, I think we're seeing how it relates to in troubled countries now, that cryptocurrencies exist. There's a way to have that capital flight that is completely unrestricted by the government. So what we're seeing in places like Argentina and Venezuela,
right,
that are experiencing hyperinflation right now, today, they are fleeing to Bitcoin because it's easy to get relative to other commodities or other investments to just retain their wealth from being drained day to day, and it's easy to liquidate and transact with. So the people there are actually seeking Bitcoin because there is a dire need for it, and it's actually saving their life.
So you're saying it ultimately is an anchor for the people themselves.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the people need a way to retain their wealth in a place where their fiat currency is being hyperinflated away. Their wealth is just being drained massively. So just in order to survive, they have to somehow get their money into a commodity or asset or something to retain wealth that doesn't depreciate as fast as their actual fiat currency does.
We're speaking with Gabe Higgins. He is the founder and president of Crypto Edge Solutions, and he is also the coordinator for a number, an organizer for a number of the meetups in Tampa Bay. And sorry to cut you off there, Gabe. I'm just looking at the clock, and I want to make sure we promote the meetups, and then we can come back and tie up some loose ends, too. Because I also have some follow-up questions about how merchants handle this, since that's a specialty of yours. But I see that you have two meetups. You have many meetups, but two this week that you wanted people to be aware of. The first is Introduction to Cryptocurrency Investing, and that's Tuesday, August 22nd. From 7 to 9 p.m. at the Grassroots Kava House at 957 Central Avenue in St. Petersburg. So we'll deal with one at a time here. This first one, Tuesday this week, August 22nd, 7 p.m. to 9, Grassroots Kava House, 957 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg. What's the agenda for that one?
So I'm not the organizer of this particular event, but one of our meetup members is actually the one speaking. Alberto, he's a great guy. He's been part of our group for a number of years now, and he's now working with another member on their startup of a project called RainCube, which is a very interesting water conservation project. But this is, I assume, has to do with how to get involved with investing in cryptocurrency in a responsible way. There's a lot of nuances to cryptocurrency. I mean, just learning about cryptocurrency in and of itself is a difficult task, rather cumbersome. There's a lot, you know, to learn in and of itself, but then investing in it is a whole new other world. It's similar to, of course, the traditional stock markets, in a way, but there's a completely different, approach that you have to take to cryptocurrencies.
Okay. And then the other activity this week in the meetup.com universe is the SegWit Activation Party, which is going to be Wednesday, August 23rd, Wednesday this coming week, 6 p.m. at Bay Harbor Hotel, 7700 West Courtney Campbell Causeway in Tampa. And now I believe you're more integral to that meetup?
Yes. So this is the party that I have organized and put together to celebrate the activation of SegWit, of course. It's kind of a nerdy thing for us Bitcoin insiders, but we're going to have a couple great guests that are very integral in the Bitcoin ecosystem, and so it's going to be really a lot of fun, I think.
Okay. Who are the guests?
So we have guest Bitcoin core developer, one of the most prolific core developers, Luke Dash Jr., who's been involved in developing Bitcoin's core protocol for several years now, and pioneer Bitcoin entrepreneur Charlie Shrim. He's also going to be there. Me and Charlie have been able to become good friends after he's been released from the bowels of the entrappers.
So he was arrested by the feds?
Yeah, so Charlie's known to be like the Bitcoin's first felon. And he's not ashamed of it either. He wears that as a badge of pride. But he's out and he's doing good.
So what was he arrested for? What was he tried for?
So Bitcoin and some other very prolific entrepreneurs like Eric Voorhees and Roger Ver, back in, I believe, 2011 or 2012, they started BitInstant, which was the first real exchange that made it really easy for the average person to acquire Bitcoin. And it blew up in popularity very rapidly. But Charlie also founded the Bitcoin Foundation as well. He was a founding member of that. So he was very integral into developing this whole ecosystem very early on. The feds busted Charlie for some, because BitInstant sold Bitcoins to someone who sold drugs on Silk Road or something like that. Very, like, not like a direct connection, but very, like, disconnected, but still the feds came down hard.
So someone bought Bitcoin through his exchange who was selling drugs on the Silk Road, which was the...
He sold Bitcoin to somebody who bought drugs on Silk Road, and so somehow Charlie is to blame
and
for
Silk
that.
Road being the...
Being the dark market at the time.
Okay, so all right, so that's going to be Wednesday, August 23rd, 6 p.m. Bay Harbor Hotel, 7700 West Courtney Campbell Causeway. In fact, if you go to meetup.com and just put your location in and Bitcoin, or cryptocurrency, you'll find a number of activities constantly happening around Tampa Bay, and we're going to hopefully be a hub for information like that. We're speaking with Gabe Higgins, and one of his activities or enterprises is Crypto Edge Solutions. And I'm wondering, when you're trying to get a merchant to adopt this, you're talking about a currency that has doubled and then halved itself in the matter of a few days. How do they price their products in the Bitcoin or Ethereum or Litecoin or whatever they're going to use?
Yeah, it's a good question. And with payment processors, Bitcoin specific payment processors like BitPay, they handle all of that. You don't price things in Bitcoin, right? You price things in dollars, but you take the exchange rate at the time of purchase, and that's when they do the conversion for you. So customers that want to spend Bitcoin can spend their Bitcoin, and they're spending Bitcoin. There's no doubt about that. And they're buying the product from the merchant. The merchant's receiving the Bitcoin, but and it's their choice with BitPay, the service they provide. The merchant can choose how they want to allocate that payment. Do they want to convert all of it 100% into cash, into their bank account, or a percentage of it?
Do they have to make that decision at the time of sale?
No, they do that in their account, so they can just set it in their account, and then it's just all automatic.
So they make that decision in advance.
Yeah.
So they can't sit there and watch the price of Bitcoin and see if they can get a capital gain on that by watching the ebb and flow of the post sale period.
No.
Let me bring Alex into this, because Alex has been involved in helping different businesses around this area learn how to accept cryptocurrency. Alex, what is your approach when you go to a business?
What they say is, you know, that they really want to know the legitimacy of this, and now what we're doing is we're getting everything ready for basically a way where a customer could just walk in and buy something without maybe even a cashier. What I've seen was a lot of, for example, I have a store owner right now. He told me he wants to see if we can put the barcode on the product, so a customer can just walk in, scan the code on the item, and walk out. That is going to be revolutionary if that works out. I see Bitcoin going in that direction, and also in a direction where there's going to be there's some type of a thing you put on the wall next to the register, and then you scan it. You scan your phone through it, and then the payment's done.
Do you have any client that is actually accepting the payment? Like, we could go there after the show and buy something?
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay, so all these are in process.
Yeah, this technology is still being developed.
This is like we talked last week about the credit card, debit card thing. and you could. But then the Gabe, the constancy. I think the question I have about what you had discussion with Henry about was the value at the moment of the sale. If it changes later or drops before whatever that agreement is, and then you've agreed to say it's a car and a $10,000 car. It's a used car. And so you say, I want $10,000 for this, and the bitcoins are valued at $4,000. So you got whatever the number is on that, and you exchange, and then no sooner have you done, you had a slight drop, the value dropped. How firm is that sale?
How firm is that sale? I'm not sure.
Well, you agreed on a price. And then the Bitcoin itself dropped in value because you're trading for a product in Bitcoin.
Right. So if you're using a payment processor like BitPay, they have their own exchange rate that they use. So it's all done in real time. So there's no. I mean, you know, once your coins leave your wallet, the transaction's finished, right? So, yes, sometimes you're going to see that the price has dropped right after you made your purchase, or the price has gone up after you made your purchase. That's the one that hurts the most.
That's a curious answer. It hurts more to realize you could have made a bigger gain, or that you didn't.
I meant from the consumer side, right? If you're spending the Bitcoin,
right,
you want to spend when it's high. The merchant wants
right.
you to spend when it's
low. The price will be locked for 15 minutes, also. What can I say is the big problem here right now is.
Let us give credit where credit's due. That's coming from Leonard. One of the principals of Bite Federal, who happens to be listening right now. Hi, Leonard. Please feel free to call. We have an open line, Leonard, if you want to call in. You can use 888-761-1490, 888-761-1490. I can mix you right in the soundboard with Gabe if you want to participate. But anyway, he has contributed that information to us. And while I'm at it, I want to remind people that there are Bite Federal Bitcoin ATMs all around our listening area. Closest one right down the street from the Bradenton studio at the Shell station at Cortez Road and 34th Street. Another one at Clark Road and Honoray at the Marathon station. There is one that is actually famous because it's on Gabe Higgins' Facebook page right next to him in his profile picture, the one at Ferg's. There's also one at Ferg's Live over on Channelside in Tampa. There's one, I forget, out on Treasure Island. That we'll let you know about, and there's one down in Englewood too, which will be we will make it up to Bite Federal and talk about those locations whenever I can sort through the synapses of my brain and come up with that. So I took us on a little digression there. We're going to be low on time right now, so let me make sure we take the time to renew the information about the meetups. So we have Tuesday, August 22nd, 7 to 9 p.m. Are we getting a phone call on one of the other lines?
The main line.
It might be Leonard.
Let me try something. Leonard, are you there? Leonard? All right. So you never know when a light goes out on the soundboard here whether we got a phone call coming yet. Augie's on the job, though. He's going to a real phone. Anyway, we are speaking with Gabe Higgins. He is active in meetup.com's Bitcoin. The open phone line is 888-761-1490, 888-761-1490. And the first meetup to tell you about is the Introduction to Cryptocurrency Investing, Tuesday, August 22nd, 7 to 9, the Grassroots Kava House, 957 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, so right on Central Avenue, Grassroots Kava House. An Introduction to Cryptocurrency with Cryptocurrency Traders Club, hosted by Grassroots Kava House. The event will be covering fundamentals of what you must know before jumping into the cryptocurrency investing world.
I don't know what's going on.
Augie's on the loose. What is cryptocurrency? How did it get started in the basics of trading? Special guest speaker Alberto Huara G, CMO of RainCube and Director of Growth of Blockchain Education Network, please apologize to Alberto for me massacring his last name's pronunciation there. And then Wednesday, August 23rd in Tampa at the Bay Harbor Motel, 7700 West Courtney Campbell Causeway, there is at 6 p.m. the SegWit activation party, because nobody parties like a bunch of Bitcoin people. August 1st, Bitcoin achieved consensus and Lockins segregated witness, SegWit, and this is for the full activation, hopefully the full activation, and you can party with other people that are happy about that. There, looks like we got a call coming in. And caller, you're live on the air. Who's there?
Leonard.
Hey, Leonard. What do you want to add to the conversation here?
I was just going to try to join you guys, but...
Okay. Well, stay on the line. We have a lot of...
You can be in the conversation and just listen if you like.
Yeah, we also have some news items that I'd like to get your participation in after we wrap up the segment with Gabe, because there's things that will be of interest to you. Your phone will be live. Anything you say will be going over the air, though, as we do this. So,
okay.
All right, Gabe, are you still actively helping merchants?
That hasn't become so much of my focus lately. Lately, I've been focusing on the crypto community here in the Tampa Bay area. That's really become my focus because what I saw as an error of onboarding merchants is that merchants are quick to not accept Bitcoin anymore or just let it, fade away, because there's no customers that come in wanting to use Bitcoin. So I saw the need that we still have a lot of work to do in disseminating this information out to the general public and getting people on board with Bitcoin first, and then the merchants will come.
Gabe, a question back to the Japanese thing. What prompted the Japanese to accept it?
That is a very interesting question. I'm not entirely sure.
Nope. I can answer that. There's thousands and thousands, or maybe, no, it's actually billions of dollars in crypto right now that can't be spent. We're all waiting to spend this money. It's just a loot.
What does that have to do with Japan?
Because Japan knows that this is going to be big. Whoever's the first one to accept Bitcoin will make billions.
You don't have your tablet with you, but there's a number of news articles that I have for the second half of the show that's going to tie a lot of this in together. So Gabe, we've got about a minute, 2 minutes left with you. If people want to participate, is there anything, a way to contact you so that they can get more information?
Yeah, absolutely. We're on all the social media channels, Facebook, Twitter. Just search for Tampa Bay Bitcoin, at Tampa Bay Bitcoin on Facebook and on Twitter to get connected with me or the broader community, as well on Meetup, as you mentioned. Just search for Tampa Bay Bitcoin. You'll see our
Okay, and we've already mentioned off the air that you have some other Meetup events coming up in a couple weeks. So hopefully your time will permit you to come back with us and keep us informed of those, if you could. All right, Gabe, we're going to go to a break now. Leonard, stay on the line. Gabe, we're going to say goodbye to you now, and I very much appreciate the time you've given us, and we will do this again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Henry.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, and Leonard, stand by. We'll get to you in just a moment. We have a number of news articles coming up on the other side of the break, and I think Leonard and will be a great contributor to that, as well as Augie will quiz him about many of them, I'm sure, and Alex will have his point of view. Also, I do want to apologize to Gabe. He's a Renaissance man, and he had sent me a sample of his music. And so I said I would use that for his introduction. I'm going to take a few seconds just to play it right now. And this is from the group Serenade. And that is the first track of their EP, and you can find out more about that. I'm sure if you Google the Serenade and the EP, you'll find that.
Things are about to change. Open up the gate.
and welcome to the